Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey. Good morning, darling.
Greetings, my little buttercup. Mwah. Oh, you seem rather chipper.
I just received a phone call from Odyssey Middle School. They want me to fill in for a teacher while she's out on maternity leave.
They undoubtedly saw how proficiently you handled the history class. I assume you'll be a regular before you know it. Which subject will you be teaching this time?
Literature.
Perfect.
Exactly. I'm very excited.
To celebrate, I shall concoct us both a high-protein, all-natural fruit smoothie.
Oh, you're such a romantic.
Hi, Eugene.
Hi, Katrina.
Oh, hello, Olivia.
Salutations, Olivia.
May I please have a Wadfam Choc-Sod?
Of course. Coming right up.
Psst. Hey, Olivia.
What was that?
I think Jay is trying to get your attention.
Psst. Hey, psst.
Okay, perhaps you should go over and see what he wants.
I guess so. What do you want, Jay?
Just sit down and act like nothing has happened.
But nothing has happened.
Then it should be easy for you. I just overheard the worst news.
Like what?
Well, it started when Katrina came in and Eugene called her his little buttercup. Seriously. And then he kissed her and...
Could you just get to the point, please?
Anyway, Katrina is going to be our substitute in literature class.
Cool! Wait, why is that bad news?
What? Are you kidding? My cousin's neighbor's friend was tutored by Katrina, and she made him do crazy things, like memorize all the presidents and state capitals, and he was only 14. Think of what she'll have us do. We'll have to memorize all the works of William Shakespeare Hemingway, or read that kind of poetry that doesn't rhyme.
I think you're overreacting.
We're doomed.
It will be fine. I hope.
Good morning, class. My name is Mrs. Meltzner, with an S, and I'll be your teacher while Mrs. Gomez is gone.
Hi, Mrs. Meltzner.
Hi, Mrs. Meltzner.
Now, I see that Mrs. Gomez gave you a project that's due next week. Okay, for the week after, I'd like you to do a written report on the effect of the Gutenberg printing press on literature. The paper should be 3 pages long, typed and double-spaced, with a properly formatted reference page.
3 pages? Mrs. Gomez only had us write 2. I mean, 1.
Triple-spaced. And we don't even know what a formatted reference page is.
No? That's all right. I have a handout that explains it in detail. I'll be expecting reference pages with all of your reports. Now, today, we'll be talking about the use of imagery and symbolism in literature. Has anyone read Herman Melville's Moby Dick?
No.
Oh, I can't believe we got Mrs. Meltzner for a sub. She's gonna expect us to learn a lot of boring stuff.
Did she do that in history, too?
Mm-hmm. She made us do all our homework, too.
Oh, no!
Yes, I hate literature. Going to lit class is gonna be like... like going to prison.
Yeah, we'll be like inmates on one of those British prison ships she talked about today, where only 1 out of every 5 prisoners survived.
You were paying attention?
No! Are you kidding? Why would I pay attention to a lecture about press gangs and 18th century maritime laws?
Oh, this is awful. If we're going to act, we have to act now.
We could mutiny. We'll raid the captain's cabin and drag him out for a flogging and shout things like, "No more literature! Live in the real world!" or something like that.
Hey guys, excuse me, I gotta get to my locker. Olivia, desperate times require desperate measures, and having Mrs. Meltzer as our sub is as desperate as it gets. We need to put her in her place. Otherwise, she's going to make our lives miserable.
Well, you don't know that.
Oh, yes, I do. It's time to start the prank attacks.
Yes.
You should give her a chance. She's a nice person.
She's the substitute teacher. And anyway, it's part of a sub's initiation into school.
I don't know. What kind of pranks would you pull?
Ooh, I've got some old gym socks I could put into her purse.
We could super glue her books shut. See? Nothing bad.
Not a chance. Count me out.
Oh, suit yourself. But you'll see. Mrs. Meltzner is only going to get worse.
She's not just Mrs. Meltzner. She's Katrina. We all know her, guys, and I trust her. She wouldn't do anything mean.
When she's at wit's end, she's Katrina. When she's at school, she's Mrs. Meltzner. We need to act while we still have the energy.
Yeah.
Good morning, class. I'm sorry I'm late, but someone appears to have put Vaseline on my car door handles. Yes, okay, yes, very amusing. Now, before we get started on your oral reports, I'm going to hand out the rewrites you did on your essay.
Ooh.
Yeah, I have to admit, I wasn't very impressed with them. Some of you seem to think that curly Q's and hearts as punctuation marks would improve the content. They didn't.
Wait a minute, Mrs. Meltzner?
Mm-hmm.
I think you made a mistake. You gave me a C. I got a B on the original, and this one's better.
It's not a mistake, Olivia. You corrected a few things, but there were a number of factual mistakes. Robert Frost was a 20th century poet, not 19th century.
Well, but Mrs. Gomez always went up a grade if we do the rewrite at all. I got a B on the original, so yeah, I should get an A.
I can't comment on Mrs. Gomez's grading system since I'm not Mrs. Gomez, but for your work, a C is the highest you deserve.
A C? But that's not fair.
Okay, I'd be willing to give you another opportunity. We can talk after class about ways you can improve your work. All right, now let's start with the oral presentations. First up, Olivia Parker. What is wrong with this chair? All right. Who nailed my chair to my desk?
Hey, Olivia. Get your food and come sit down. Jay and I are thinking up more prank ideas.
I told you, I'm not interested.
Really? I thought you, of all people, would be.
Why's that?
You got a C on your rewritten essay and a B minus on the oral presentation.
Don't you usually get an A on oral reports?
Usually.
She's on a power trip. I warned you. She's trying to show us all that she's really tough. She wants us to be scared of her. It's not going to work, though. The Vaseline and the chair were just the beginning.
Well, I don't think your pranks are gonna help the situation.
Oh, we're just warming up. You'll see.
And the next time you get a lower grade than you expect, you'll be begging us to let you join in.
I think I need to come up with a better term of endearment for you.
You're giving up on Buttercup so soon? You can always call me Katrina.
No, it needs to be something only I call you, and nothing common. I don't want to use the typical honey or dear or darling. Something cute and a little feisty.
Aw.
Like Chlorobia bacteria. Under a microscope, they look like they're dancing a little jig.
Oh, please no.
Oh.
I had an interesting day at school.
Oh?
For the most part, my classes are wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
But my third period class is, well, I'm not sure what to make of them.
Well, are they giving you problems?
Little pranks here and there. I sense that a few of them are testing my authority.
That often happens with substitute teachers.
The irony is that if they spent half the energy in their work as they did in their efforts to get out of work, they'd all have A's.
I have no doubt you'll win them over.
I hope you're right. And so it wouldn't be a stretch to say that Washington Irving, an American writer, had a significant influence on foreign writers like Charles Dickens. You're dismissed. And a special thank you to whomever put the frogs in my coat pocket. I'll be donating them to your science class for dissection later.
Mrs. Meltzner?
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to talk to you about the grade you gave me for my part of the presentation yesterday.
The B minus?
Yeah, the B minus. Why a B minus? Wasn't my presentation very good?
The presentation itself was good. Your projection and eye contact were superb.
Thank you.
But a lot of your facts were wrong. Your subject wasn't well researched. You might say it was sloppy work. So you got a B minus instead of an A, and arguably I was being generous.
But, Mrs. Meltzner, I worked really hard on it. I mean, even harder than Jay, and he got a B minus too.
Because it was a team effort. But next time, if you work as hard on getting your facts right as your presentation, you'll probably get that A.
Okay.
Is that all?
Yes. Thank you, Mrs. Meltzner.
See you tomorrow.
Oh, I can't believe it.
Well, how did it go?
She wouldn't change it. I worked hard on that report, and she said it was sloppy.
Some teachers are like that. That's why they have to be set straight.
Whoa. I guess.
The whole class is sick of it. Just look at the names on our sign-up sheet.
Wow. It looks like you signed up everyone in the class.
Just about. Obviously, you're not the only one frustrated with her. Sign right here. We're having our next meeting at lunch. Will I see you there?
I'll be there.
Okay, remember the plan, everyone. Whenever Mrs. Meltzner says the word class, everyone screams and changes seats. Got it?
Got it, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, she's coming.
Ooh, abnormal.
Good morning. Sorry I'm late, class. I was...
Well, that was interesting.
Okay. Perhaps now we can continue. All right, class, please take out... Settle down, class. This is ridiculous. Sit down, everyone. I have no problem with giving a week of detention to the entire class.
Ah, mutiny, take over. Ah, rebellion.
Oh, sorry.
Now, you will open your books to page 231, and you will quietly write down your answers to all the questions at the end of the chapter.
Olivia, may I speak with you for a minute?
Sure, Principal Vogler.
Are you in Mrs. Meltzner's third period English literature class?
Yes, sir.
I was walking by there today and it seemed, pretty chaotic. And I received several anonymous notes indicating that all is not well. I trust your opinion, Olivia. Is Mrs. Meltzner doing okay?
Well, it might be a struggle for her taking over for Mrs. Gomez, you know, in the middle of the year.
Uh-huh. Possibly. Would you say everything is functioning as it should?
Functioning? That's hard to say. See, she was late one day because of something to do with her car.
Uh-huh.
And there was this thing about her chair getting stuck that just really threw me off of an oral report I was about to give. I lost a grade because of that, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And frogs? She talked about dissecting some frogs.
In a literature class?
Oh, yeah. I mean, when I put it all together like that, it does sound a little weird, huh?
I may need to come and see for myself. Thank you, Olivia.
You're welcome, Mr. Vogler.
Valerie, what have you gotten me into?
Well, I found the source of the odor in your briefcase. Somebody put Brussels sprouts in the interior pocket. Care to add them to the salad you're making?
Oh, no, thanks.
Well, I was a jest.
Sorry. I don't feel like joking today, Eugene. Mr. Vogler visited my classroom after school today.
Oh, the principal?
Apparently, there have been some complaints about my third period class.
From students, parents, whom?
He didn't say, but he mentioned he's noticed that it has been chaotic at times, so he's going to observe the class tomorrow.
Oh, well, no doubt he'll see what a fine job you've been doing. You aren't nervous, are you?
I am, actually. It's unnerving to be monitored by a superior.
Valerie and Jay are in that class, aren't they?
That's right. Why?
Oh. Only that they're an incendiary combination in terms of their personalities. They influence each other in all the wrong ways.
I understand their behavior, but there are other kids, like Olivia Parker, who have surprised me.
Olivia? You don't think she's stirring things up, do you?
Sometimes I wonder, but I want to believe the best about her.
Well, I'm certain things will calm down, my little Brussels sprout.
Oh, no. Keep trying. And so Harriet Beecher Stowe's novel, Uncle Tom's Cabin, had an important place in American history, demonstrating how a story could capture the imaginations of its readers and stir their hearts against the cruelty of slavery. In fact, when Abraham Lincoln met Harriet Beecher Stowe, he is quoted as saying, "So, you are the little woman who wrote the book that started this great war."
Excuse me, Mrs. Meltzner. May I interrupt for a moment?
Of course, Principal Vogler, please.
Thank you. Students, I hope you know how fortunate you are to have a teacher like Mrs. Meltzner. Substitute or otherwise, she's one of the most knowledgeable and engaging teachers I have ever heard. Mrs. Meltzner, even I learned some new things today.
Thank you, Mr. Vogler.
Now, I know there have been some rumblings and complaints from some of you in this class, but clearly your concerns are unfounded. Now, if you'll excuse me, I need to get back to my office. Mrs. Meltzner, it's been a pleasure.
For Monday, please read chapter 22 in your text and start thinking about which fictional hero you want to write about for your next report. Okay, that's all. Have a good weekend. Olivia, may I see you for a minute?
Me? Yes, Mrs. Meltzner?
I have something for you.
What is it?
This. It's a packet of information for the Campbell County speech competition this summer. I've filled out your recommendation already, and here are some recordings of a couple of your presentations you can send in if you're interested in competing.
But, well, why?
You're talented, Olivia. I suppose that's why I pushed you so hard in your presentations. You have an incredible amount of potential to be an excellent public speaker. But you can't rest on your laurels when you're given a talent like that. You need to strive all the more to be the best you can.
You really think I could win?
I know you could, if you want to put the effort into it. I wanted to send it in for you as a surprise, but I'm going to have to let you finish it up. You need one more video of a speech for the application. And make sure you get all your facts correct.
Wow. Thank you.
You're welcome. I believe you'll do very well in the competition.
Oh, hello, Olivia.
Hi.
Is drama practice over?
Yes, Mr. Vogler. I am so excited about the performance next week.
Well, that's great. I can't wait to see it myself. Have a good weekend.
You too.
Oh, by the way, you can be looking forward to a new literature teacher on Monday.
Wait, what? What about Mrs. Meltzner? You just said she was doing a great job.
Yes, I thought she was. But your class apparently didn't. I showed her the petition.
What petition?
The one stating that the class doesn't feel Mrs. Meltzner is a capable teacher.
Wow. I never knew there was a petition circling.
Really? Well, that's strange, because you signed it.
Oh, no, I didn't.
Well, I have it right here. I have to say that the whole thing is unusual. And I only showed her the petition so she could address any issues. But she gave her resignation right then and there. She was adamant that there was no point in continuing to teach if her students didn't believe they were learning anything. Here, Olivia. Do you recognize this?
Well, I mean, that's my signature, but... Oh, that's what Valerie had me sign.
As the principal, I have to take these things very seriously and investigate every complaint. It's unfortunate. You would have learned a lot from her.
I just can't believe it. I didn't know I was signing a petition.
Yeah, crazy. And it actually worked. I think I might start a petition now against asparagus.
Jay, don't you get it? We're losing a great teacher.
We're losing a hard teacher. You didn't think she was so great yesterday.
Well, that was before...
Before what?
Before I realized how much she cared.
Olivia, Jay, you'll never believe what I heard.
Mrs. Meltzner is leaving our
class. Mrs. Meltzner is leaving...
You know?
I know.
Isn't it fantastic? We won!
How can you say that? You deceived all of us with your petition. I didn't know what I was signing.
Didn't you join the group? Didn't you complain that she was being unfair?
Yes, I did. But that didn't mean I wanted her to leave. She was a good teacher, and you know what? She was right. I was sloppy with my work. It's too bad, because I liked her class. She made literature interesting. I should have believed in her, trusted her, and I'm gonna miss her.
Ugh, yes, it was the best of times, and it was the worst of times.
See? Even Jay learned things.
No, he didn't.
You just quoted Charles Dickens from David Copperfield.
Wrong! It wasn't from David Copperfield. It was the opening lines to A Tale of Two Cities, which I looked at because it took place during the French Revolution, which had a lot of cool stuff like guillotines. So there.
I'm not gonna comment on that. My point is, Mrs. Meltzner is actually a great teacher, and we just lost her. Oh, I wish there was something we could do.
And I find if I put the plates facing this direction, the water can clean more ergonomically.
Eugene, I marvel that you can turn loading the dishwasher into a science experiment.
Well, let me show you the results of when I tested whether spoons get cleaner when put in scoop first or handle first. Mm-hmm. My hypothesis was
Who could that be?
I'll go see.
No, I can get it. You should test whether the dishwasher cleans better on the top shelf or the bottom.
Oh, I've already done that and come up with some fascinating conclusions.
I'm sure.
Hello.
Hi, Mrs. Meltzner.
Oh, Olivia.
And Jay. Jay's here. And pretty much everyone else from class. And a few kids we picked up along the way. And a dog and my imaginary friend,
okay, what's going on? What are you doing here?
Well, we came to submit to you our own petition.
Yeah.
It has even more signatures than the last one. Even Jay signed it.
Can you point me to any books with a lot of gunfire in them?
It's a petition asking you to come back.
Yeah. You didn't need to do this.
Yes, we did. Principal Vogler told me you were leaving because you didn't think you were teaching us. The truth is, we thought you were being extra hard on us just to be mean. But it was because you really wanted us to learn, and the truth is, we have. We've actually learned a lot.
Yeah, I even started reading poetry that doesn't rhyme.
Anyway, I'm sorry I signed that petition. I should have known that you would only do what's best for all of us. You're a great teacher. And, well, I wish you'd come back.
Me too.
Well, perhaps we'll see on Monday.
You mean you might come back?
That depends on whether or not Principal Vogler has found a replacement for me.
What? To Principal Vogler's house! Hurry!
Olivia.
Yes, Mrs. Meltzner?
It took a lot of courage to do this.
It would have taken more courage not to do this. I would have been miserable every time I saw you at Wits' End.
Well, thank you. Maybe I'll see you on Monday.
I hope so.
There'll be a quiz first thing.
Oh, it'll be good to have you back. See ya.
That was very gracious of you, Katrina. Well done, my little Molly Pitcher.
Okay, you can stop with the pet names now, Eugene.
You know, 1 Corinthians 13:7 says that love always trusts and that it doesn't assume the worst about people, but hopes for the best. That's not always an easy thing to do, and yet it's a powerful way to show God's love to those around us. And when people around us do make mistakes, just like we do, then we can forgive them and give them second chances, just like Katrina did when Olivia admitted her mistake. That's one of the important ways that God shows His love to us. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. How to Sink a Sub was written by Kathy Buchanan and directed by Bob Hoos, with sound design by Nathan Jones. Our executive producer is Dave Arnold. Today's cast included Kelly Staples as Olivia, Audrey Wesolewski as Katrina, Whit Hertford as Jay, and Polly Rojas as Valerie, along with John Rubineau and Will Ryan. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.